Doing the Walk of Life with Dire Straits. It's the Brekkie Show with Jace. River 1467 at 19 past 8. Sunny day on the way, heading for a top of 36. Let's find out what's going on in the world of entertainment.
And the Oscar goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last Oz Logan that's ever going to be handed
out. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
From Celebrity Lane, it's Jaden Forster. Good morning to you, Jade.
Hello, Jace. Good morning.
Covered in news this morning, Bert Newton. In hospital, is he going okay?
Well, I think so. As you touched on there, he is in hospital at the moment undergoing some tests. Patty, his wife, shared a photo of him on her public and private social media accounts yesterday, more or less just to let everybody know what was going on. I suspect as well, probably trying to get ahead of any salacious media reporting that might have occurred as a result of that. We do know that he has got diabetes. That's been pretty common knowledge. But from the whispers that are coming through, it sounds like it's not actually anything majorly serious or anything majorly dramatic, like a heart attack or a stroke or anything like that. It's more being touted as ongoing care for some health issues that he's had in the past. So I think it's all just connected to that. Of course, Patty said that, you know, Bert's got a lot of living to do, so he should be pretty fine. He should stay in hospital for a little while, but he should be okay.
Yeah, I'm just checking out a photo. He's kind of giving the thumbs up. He looks happy. He looks all right.
Yeah, well, I heard some reports yesterday that he could be in hospital for 10 days, which I thought that's a little bit concerning given that, you know, the whispers are that he is going to be relatively okay. But, yep, you know, that could just be as a precaution, a precaution that the doctors are taking and being super cautious.
Yeah. Hey, big twist in Meghan Markle's privacy case in the headlines. What's going on here?
Yeah, so she's suing the publishers of the Mail on Sunday paper over in the UK after they published that letter that she wrote to her father. And this week, or yesterday actually, we got access to those court documents in that case. And we saw that despite her previously saying that she didn't actually let a friend speak to the authors of a book about her and Prince Harry, she's now admitted in those court documents that she did give the friend permission to speak to the authors of that book, Finding Freedom. So now, for all intensive purposes of being fair and completely accurate, the authors have said that they've never spoken to Meghan or Harry and that they didn't cooperate with them at all. But look, in a way, you could probably say that she was involved to an extent, given that she did give her friend permission to talk to them.
Yeah, right. Okay. Hey, also Olivia Newton-John, she's celebrating a big win at the moment. Is that right?
It is. This came out earlier in the week and I just wanted to touch on it because it hasn't really been that widely reported. At the start of the week, her luxury retreat that she's involved with quite heavily up in Byron Bay, the Gaia Retreat and Spa, that took out four big awards at the World Luxury Hotel Awards at the start of the week. So a really big deal. They're like the Logies or the Oscars of the hotel world. So four awards there, including the Global Overall Chairman's Award. They received an award as well in the Health and Wellness cuisine category, as well as the boutique hotel category, as well as the luxury healing spa category. So they poured a lot of dollars and a lot of hard work into that. They should be really proud of themselves. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's great. But how's Olivia's health at the moment? Have you got an update on that at all? Or?
Well, the last time we heard from her about the whole health battle that she's been going through, obviously she's battling cancer again for, I think it's the third time now. Mm. She said that she was beating it and everything does seem to be going quite well. So I think that's okay at the moment. But of course, you know, when we're dealing with these sorts of insidious diseases, you never know if it's ever going to come back or if you're completely on top of it. But look, as far as she's going, as far as we know at the moment, she seems to be doing pretty well.
And she'd be feeling good about those awards too, which is fantastic. All right, Jade, it's so good to have you on the show. We'll do it all again next week.
Catch you then.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane Entertainment. Now, we've got all the latest new sport weather cup for you shortly, and I'll announce the winner of Reverse the Verse next.
River 1467.